Shabbat Shalom. It's a new year, and it is Shabbat Parashat Bereshit, that it is the first reading from the Torah in the book of Genesis. And now we have a Haftarah. Guess who? Yeshayahu. Yes, the king of all Haftorah men. He has 20 out of the 80 Haftarot. Why? Because he says it like no one else, and he gives us an understanding of the way God thinks, the way a prophet thinks, and the way that we should think. And that here we are at the beginning of the year. Ko amar hakel Hashem borei hashamayim v'notreihem rokeya haaretz. What is he establishing? The enduring message that man comes and goes, but the heavens and the earth that were created by God, they're going to be here forever and ever. Ani Hashem karasicha b'tzedek ve'achazek b'yadcha. What is it saying? That God said, I created you with righteousness and goodness. So one, you have to understand that God is the creator. You are the created. Ani Hashem hushemi. I am God. That is my name. Uchvodi, and my honor. Lo etein utehilasi la pisilim. So God is saying, you guys that think you could worship Asherah and Baal, you are not going to get my help. You have to change your evil ways. So the Haftarah continues. Shiru la Hashem shir chadosh. Shiru la doshem shir chadosh. So you have to have a new tune. You have to sing a new song. And praise me, God. If you will do that, that now you will go up on top of the mountaintops and praise me. Now let's be proud. Don't be ashamed hiding. I'm Jewish. Say, I am one of God's messengers. I am one here to light up the world. And I have to be honorable and have integrity and show an example of what it means like to be God's people. This is a great new beginning that he's talking about. Hashem kagibor yetzei ke'ish milchamot. That God is powerful. If you're aligning and connecting, why connect just with man? Connect with the Borei Olam, with the creator of all. Hashem, that this is now, hecheshi me'olam acharish, that the days of me being quiet is not going to go on anymore. I'm going to speak up and I'm going to be proud. And then it talks about repeating again, the mountains and the rivers. In other words, what I'm saying is eternal. This is a message for all generations. And that now, all of the Yevshu Boshet HaBorchim BaPesel. You see, you have the good and the bad. The faith and the beliefs of the idol worshippers are going to dry up. And that the ones that are blind, in other words, they can't see the truth, and the ones that don't hear the truth, they're going to disappear. So the message of the Navi, of the prophet, is speak to these people, so at least you educate them, that they have bechirah, that they can make a choice. And then where the Sfardim finish up is here, and it ends with a pasuk, Hashem chafetz laman sidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem desires for the sake of its righteousness that the Torah be made great and glorious. So this is the message. By the way, this is the last pasuk that you say before the Kaddish of the mourners. And I was once speaking in a synagogue, and the people there, these Bukharians, didn't speak English very well, but their cue was when they would hear Hashem Chafetz Laman Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, and suddenly 40 guys stand up while I'm giving a speech, and they start saying Kaddish, Yid Gadal V'Yid Kaddash. I go, hey, I'm not dead, sit down. So that's a little Haftorah man humor. Back to the Haftarah continues, and it talks about mi bachem ya'azin zot. Listen, who's going to be the ones that are going to listen to the word of the Navi? Because those are going to be. And who's going to be v'lo avu bad brachav? And who is not willing to go in the ways? So we're drawing a line in the sand to see who goes which way. And what's going to happen if you don't listen? Vayishpoch alav chema. God is going to pour his anger out on you. But then it comes back, Al tira ki gealticha, karasi bishimcha li ata. But the ones that say, Hashem, I am your servant, I surrender to you, I'm going to follow you, that those people, I call upon you and I will free you. Ki ani Hashem elokecha kedosh Yisrael moshiacha. So now This Navi, Yeshayahu, is speaking to the Jews in the exile and is saying, it is God that's going to redeem you. It's not another king. And as a matter of fact, if you look in the book of Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Hei, it talks about Kuresh Mashiach Yudke Vavke, that God sent the king of the Persians to redeem them from the Babylonian Empire. And it calls him Mashiach. So from then, you see that you are dear in my eyes, God is saying to the Jewish people. Va'ani ahavtich, and I love you. Al tira, don't be afraid. In other words, everybody's trying to figure out what to do, what move to make. And the Navi is telling to the Jewish people, you don't got to figure it out. It's really very, very simple. Just go b'derech Hashem. And then if you see the light, you will no longer be blind. And if you hear the word, you will no longer be deaf. So this is that it is meant to be that we are Eved Hashem. We are the servants of God. Ki anihu lefanai lo notzar el v'acharai lo yiyeh. For there is one God. You don't have to make a lot of decision making, and just follow in my ways and you're going to be okay. So this is the message that the Navi gives, Yeshayahu gives in Parashat Bereshit for the creation of the beginning of the world, that here's the new beginning and you're making a decision what way to go in. The conscious attempt should be B'derech Hashem. And that if you see the connection of the Creator, and if you feel like a Navi felt, that they had a relationship like a husband and wife that has great communication, a prophet and God back 3,000 years ago, they communicated together. They had messages and answers, so that there was men that and women that felt connected to God, and then they shared these words with other people about what's the right way to spend your time. And it says, in Avodas Hashem, being connected to God and learning Torah. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the Haftarah.